All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Hello, all you wild dogs and sexy pups. It is your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog, and welcome to the Dirty Dog House. I think this is episode 6, and sorry this is a day late, kind of had a lot going on, but just a little reminder that you can call in and leave a voicemail or text into the show, send us anything you want. You can ask a question, maybe you want some advice on something, maybe you just want to tell a funny story. I'm really looking for stories of kids you went to school with, like memorable people you grew up with in your neighborhood or something. Just anything that could be a little bit funny like that, or maybe some weird or crazy unique teachers. I think that'd be fun. But the number to call or text in, 419-528-8679. And if you're a little shy, don't worry. It just goes straight to voicemail. You leave a voicemail on there and I'll play it on the show, or you can just text it in. And so I'm pretty excited to do this. I feel like I've been gone for a long time, even though I'm just like a day late. But a happy Mother's Day to all you sweet mothers out there, you fucking sexy MILFs. And more importantly, the mother of the mother. That's right, I'm talking about them sexy grandmas, baby. How you doing that, girl? How you been that way? You taking yoga class, grandma? How you do that? You're moving sexy. You're moving like, I don't know, like an ocean wave, baby. An ocean wave that I deeply want to dive face first into. Oh, it's a little wet? Good. Anyways, what should we start off with today? I mentioned crazy teachers. Oh, wow, I could go on for a while about teachers, but there's one. Not even the craziest one, but this one. This was an English teacher I had in sixth grade, okay? In sixth grade, I broke my arm, so I was out for a little bit, and I couldn't do any writing because it was my writing hand, my jacking hand, but this was in sixth grade, so I don't think I was spanking it yet. I mean, I know I wasn't spanking it. Anyways, so it was my right hand. I broke that, my wrist, and so for my English tests, I couldn't write. So normally I could write and bullshit some stuff, but I had to take a test verbally, and it was about a book that I had not read. So I had to go one-on-one with this teacher out in the hallway while everyone else was writing their test, and she would ask the questions, and most of them were like, you have to give like 3 sentences or like a paragraph or something. So I had to give that test vocally, verbally, without having any fucking knowledge of what this book was about. And at the end of it, I'm feeling really hot. I'm sweating because I just spent a half hour giving answers to a story I've never read. And at the very end, she's like, you didn't read this book, did you? And I wanted to be like, bitch, I broke my arm last week. No, I didn't read this book. Like, I got a bunch of shit to do, man. I'm not going to read this stupid-ass book. But that's the thing about books in school, is they always pick out books that no one wants to fucking read. Like, if you want to get kids interested in reading, I know you're not going to satisfy everyone, but you got to pick books that people want to read, man. The only book I remember reading as a kid that I enjoyed in school was Willy Wonka. I loved that. But yeah, I guess that would probably be my favorite book. I love the movie. One of my favorite movies. Actually, that is probably my favorite movie of all time. Would be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Definitely my top movie. I love Gene Wilder. Such an awesome movie. Holy shit, I fucked that up. It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, not the fucking shitty remake. Not the weird one, Johnny Depp. Fuck that movie. That movie sucks. That movie is so bad. I just don't get it. Like, Johnny Depp, and he's like, hey, you're really weird. Like, he talks all weird and goofy. I don't like it. And then the Oompa Loompas, that weird-ass dude. Yeah, I just don't like it. I do not like it. It's just too weird for me. And I'm a weird guy. But anyways, back to this teacher. So yeah, I had to give that whole test about a book that I didn't read. And but that's the thing. That was my fault. I didn't read it. And for some reason, I'm upset with her about it. But that was a class where she's like, okay, we're going to be reading. And it was a book about the Holocaust. I forget what it was. And she's like, now, does anyone here not know what the Holocaust was? Not a single person raises her hand. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that is. Because I didn't. I mean, I never learned it. No one taught me about it. Why would I just fucking know about that as a kid? And then she's like, well, it's, you know, in Nazi Germany, they killed 6 million Jews. And I was like, oh, yeah, that. I remember that. I know what that is. Like, I just fucking forgot. Like, I forgot about 6 million Jews dying. I'm such a fucking piece of shit idiot. But yeah, I was like, oh, that. Like, it just slipped my mind. But anyway, so this teacher, she would talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger a lot. And I'm pretty sure she just likes saying the N-word. So I'm going to apologize right now. I'm very sorry. But I swear to God, on my life, she called him Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not even joking. She would say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, that's how she pronounced it. And if it was a one-time thing, we would have been like, yeah, that's not it. But okay, like, I guess it was maybe an accident. She would find ways to bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger all the time. This is a sixth grade English class. How fucking often do we need to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger? And don't get me wrong, I love Arnold. He's fucking amazing. He's so many awesome movies. I think he's a cool dude also. Hey, what you doing with your maid, Arnold? Slipping her the old tube steak? You know, I love Arnold. Love his movies. But yeah, we didn't need to talk about him every day just so you could drop some N-bombs on us. So since I'm in a little bit of a feisty mood after that, I got a little bit of a rant real quick, and I promise it'll be quick. I don't read reviews for the podcast, like, ever. I accidentally might see them sometimes if I get an email, like, from Chartable, which is just something that, like, tracks stuff. We get emails from them. I usually don't open them, but sometimes I do. And I only see the last two reviews on there. And I don't really read the YouTube comments either. Although for the last two episodes of the Brothers Commonplace, we have done video chat with this. So that's been a ton of fun. If you want to see us recording on video, check those out. It's a lot of fun. But in one of our old videos, someone commented and they said something like, yo, your jokes aren't funny, which that's fine. That doesn't bother me at all. I know we're not funny. We're pretty dumb. And then they're like, yeah, all your facts are wrong, which that I'm like, well, you know, we're not, this isn't like our job. We're not like fucking professional researchers and investigators. That's why we list our sources at the beginning of the episode. So if you have a problem with what we say, or if we get something wrong, this is where we pull all of our information. So we've had upset people all the time that are like, that's not true. He was a good man, and you're saying bad stuff about him. Well, if all of the resources, if the police interviews say this guy was kind of a dickhead and a piece of shit, then, you know, we got to go with what the police say and all of our sources say, because we don't personally know this shit. And but anyways, this person, this is what upsets me. They began with, your jokes aren't funny. I get that. All your facts are wrong. And then they say, and what's with the joke about the Sixth Sense? A kid in the movie The Sixth Sense having a gun? No kid in The Sixth Sense has a gun. Listen here, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, there's no kid in the movie with a gun? Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure there's a scene where a kid says, hey, let me show you where my dad keeps his gun. Turns around, and the back of his head is fucking blown off. Oh, is that a fucking spaghetti bowl in the back of his head? No, he fucking found a gun and blew his fucking brains out on accident. You frog-eyed son of a bitch. You llama-toed piece of shit. Yeah, you're gonna come at me? You can talk shit about our facts, our jokes, but if you challenge my knowledge on the movie The Sixth Sense, you fucking piece of shit, I'll come at you with the pitchfork, and I'll stab you in the... I'll have a hard dick while I do it, and you won't even know, because it looks like I just got a little starburst in my jeans, but I'll come at you, son. I'll come at you. That's it. Rant's over. I was really just upset about The Sixth Sense. Like, how are you going to say that? You know whose facts are wrong, brother? Your facts. Why don't you fucking watch The Sixth Sense once and then come at me with facts? That kid doesn't have a gun, you son of a bitch. And next, you're probably going to tell me that Scott in Beverly Hills 90210 isn't going to be standing there with his goofy-ass fucking comb-over haircut that I also had for a while and his button-up blue shirt, and he's not going to spin a fucking gun and accidentally shoot himself? You're going to tell me that didn't happen? I fucking dare you, because it did happen, because I used to watch 90210 all the time. Yeah, and I liked it, and I like Steve, and I kind of want to fuck Steve, not just because he was in Sharknado either. Also, real quick, since we're talking about reviews, I just glanced at one on accident. I tell you, I don't look at them on purpose, even though all my stories this episode are beginning about that. Hey, Molly the Ouija dog. If you're listening right now, I seen it. I seen that review. You gave us a 9.5 because I was too scared to give you a shout out. Well, guess what? Bump that bad boy up to a 10 because I seen it. Molly the Ouija dog, I think you're pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I'll just throw it out there. I'm in love with you because I'm the dirty dog and you're the Ouija dog, and I feel like we have a connection. Maybe I'm reading the signs wrong, but you know what? I'm not getting the movie Signs wrong because that's also M. Night Shyamalan, just like The Sixth Sense, and I'm not getting that shit wrong. Speaking of the movie Signs, my uncle, who I sometimes talk about, he's the one who is no longer with us after a murder-suicide. However, he used to have the movie Signs, and he was one of the only people I know that has surround sound. So when that alien's moving in that fucking cornfield, it's like he was running right behind me. That shit was terrifying. Vamanos, children! It was like I was at that fucking birthday party. That shit was so scary, man. Surround sound used to make it so real. Man, that was good stuff. You guys know who Guy Francis is? He was he had Tourette's Karaoke on YouTube, and he was a dude who had Tourette's, but he would kind of make videos, and he seemed like a pretty cool guy, a pretty friendly guy. He was making light of his situation, and he would do karaoke and take requests and stuff, and they're pretty awesome. And I don't think you should feel bad laughing when listening to it, because that's what he makes them for, to be fun. And he says ass cheeks all the time in it. It's pretty good. So let's go ahead and give it a little listen and forget about the coronavirus. Forget about all the bad shit in the world. And let's just enjoy Guy Francis singing karaoke and saying ass cheeks over and over, and also the word cunt he says a lot. So yeah, let's listen, and let's try not to have a boner.
Fuck off. I have been blind. Fuck off, lady in red. Fuck is dancing with me. Fuck off, ass cheeks. Cheek to cheek, fuck off, there's nobody here. Ah, fuck off, you can't, ah, shit, oi. It's just you and me, it's where I wanna be. But I hardly know. Fuck off, you can't, ah, shit. There's beauty by my side. Ah, fuck off, I'll never forget. Ah, fuck off, you can't. Ask the way you look tonight. Ooh, yeah, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. Ah, you can't. Ass teeth. Yeah. Oi, I've never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight. Fuck off, I've never seen you shine so bright. Fuck off, you were amazing. Ah, you fucker, cunt! Ah, never see so many people wanna be there by your side.
Ah, you fucking cunt. Damn, I feel good. I feel great after listening to that. I don't know why. I feel like, you know, anything's possible after listening to that. The dude's having a good time. He's making all of us laugh. And, yeah, let's all be thankful we don't have Tourette's. I mentioned a little bit before in an episode, I think it was at the Brothers Commonplace, it might have been in the Dirty Dog House, where I don't think I had Tourette's, but I was doing some weird shit for a while. Like, there was like a month or two straight where I kept licking my shoulder. I don't know why. I was like 5, but I'll just turn my head and lick my shoulder. It's fucking weird. I would do this weird head, this hair flip thingy too sometimes. I don't know what was going on. And sometimes I would get an urge to like do this weird breathe-in thing, like, like that. Man, I hate that. I hate getting those weird urges to do weird shit like that, you know? I don't like that. I don't want to be doing that. But, yeah, since I'm feeling good, I'm feeling like I can't wait till the coronavirus is over. It makes me want to go on a holiday, on a vacation. And that got me thinking. It just reminded me that I used to go on vacation. This would be like once a year when I was younger with my aunt and uncle. Yes, that uncle. The one who used to be like my favorite uncle in the whole world. Then he did a murder suicide, and things and feelings changed a little after that. But we used to go on vacation. We would just go to the fucking Holiday Inn. Like, we would just go to the Holiday Inn to stay there for the weekend. No plans to go anywhere after that. We're just like, we're going to the fucking Holodome, and we're spending time at the Holiday Inn. And it was great. It was awesome. And I can't stop saying Holiday Inn without thinking of nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. And I tried so hard to find it. I listened to 10 different edited, clean, and radio versions, and I cannot find the one where Ludacris comes in and goes, "Stop, drop, kaboom, baby, rub on your back. Some call me Ludacris, some call me Mr. Wiggles." Yeah, that was the edited version. It was great. I can't find it anywhere. It's so funny. Doesn't rhyme, doesn't make any sense. Rub it on your own back? Like, I know it's edited, but how's that sexy? We want to see girls rub on their nipples. Just like Ludus says, "Stop, drop, kaboom, baby, rub on your back." You know, it's just, they could have changed it to anything other than back, and that would have been better. But anyways, we went to this fucking Holiday Inn, and that's got to be a white person thing. It has to be. Who just goes to the Holiday Inn just to hang out? But I got some stories, though. One of them is, hashtag wild man on my part. I was real young, probably like 5 or 6. For no reason at all, I got brave and just decided to walk into the hot tub. Like, I just walked into it. Couldn't reach the bottom, almost drowned, and my cousin saved me. So thank you so much for saving me, cousin. I could have died. And if it wasn't for my cousin, there would be no Dirty Doghouse. There'd be no Brothers Commonplace. So, in some eyes, you're a hero. In other people's eyes, you're a fucking villain. You ruined lives by letting me live that day, by not letting me drown. You fucking ruined so many lives, Cousin Scotty. But I thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Another Holiday Inn story. I was swimming in the pool, and I thought it would be real funny if I put a mouthful of the pool water in, like, I just got a big mouthful, and I would spit it in the air like a fucking water fountain. I'd be like, this will be real funny. And I did that for a real long time. And the whole time I'm doing that, I can see a bunch of my family members just watching me, pointing and laughing from the room. And I'm like, man, they think I'm real funny. And I kept doing it, not realizing they were pointing at me and making fun of me and laughing at what I was doing because it was gross. I pretty much had people's ball soup in my mouth, butthole and ball and pussy soup all in my 5-year-old mouth. That's gross. But I did it anyways. I was just mouthful of that. And I was pissing in the water. I guarantee I pissed in it. I would do that. I was a kid. If there was a jet I could reach and put my little tater tot pecker in, I'd probably fuck that too. It's a pool. Rules, you know, rules are gone in the Holiday Inn pool. You do what you want. There's no rules. You're not holding me back in the Holiday Inn pool. And unfortunately, there was no jet for me to put my little pecker in. Third Holiday Inn story. One time, and I'm not going to say which cousin, but my aunt found this pair of underwear in the hotel room, and there was a bunch of poop stains in it, and she said, "Hey, whose underwear is lying over here that has the train tracks through it?" And we're all laughing, be like, "Train track underwear? You got fucking train track shit tracks in your underwear." And we all laughed and had a good time. It was my cousin's. I'm not going to say who. It was a boy. And then, like 5-10 years later, they're retelling the story, and they decided to change just a little key element of the story, and they decided that the shitty fucking train track underwear was now my underwear. So they tell the story as if it was my shitty train track underwear, and they're all laughing, having a fucking great time, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, you know that wasn't me. And my cousin that's there, the one, he's also laughing along with it, and I'm like, you son of a bitch, you know that was your fucking underwear, dude. You know it was. And I think he might go to hell because of that. Hashtag wild man, you don't cross the dog. You don't cross the dirty dog that way, you son of a bitch. So, alrighty, now we're going to get to some calls. And just a reminder, if you want to text or call into the show, you can do so at 419-528-8679. You can either send a text message in, or you can call and leave a voicemail, and I'll play it on the show or talk about it. I just want to give a shout out and thank you to everyone that has already been doing that. And it really means a lot to me. Shows that people are listening, and it's so much fun for me. And a shout out to the MVP of this, my boy Tim in Grand Rapids, who's been keeping me entertained, sending me some funny texts and voicemails. This is my second time recording this episode, and because I fucking lost it all, and it really pisses me off, but I gotta make sure I mention all the same shit, so hopefully I don't forget anything. So Tim, if I forget some stuff, I'm sorry, but he sent in a text that was pretty funny. It had Tub Girl in it. I don't know if you guys remember that. Yeah, for some reason, people had been sending me a lot of weird pictures, like a lot of funny old pictures and just gross stuff. And that's cool. I really don't mind. It's funny. But yeah, he sent me old Tub Girl and said hashtag wild woman. So, and a little something to wake up to, it said. So that's that's good. If you don't know what Tub Girl is, it's that nasty girl who's like on her back, rolled up on her shoulders, and is like spouting like a fucking geyser of like diarrhea shit. It kind of looks like McDonald's cheese, like in liquid form, flying up in the air and onto her own face. It's gross. It's funny. I love it. Good stuff. Thank you for sending it. And thank you everyone else who's just sending me the random weird shit. And Tim also sent in a television hands game. And if you listen to the Brothers Commonplace, which I'm sure you do, I don't know why you would listen to Just a Dirty Dog. That makes no sense. But he said, in Showgirls, when Jesse is banging the guy in the pool, I want to come out of the water next to her and yell, I'm so excited. So that is Jesse from Saved by the Bell, if you've never seen Showgirls. And we're going to play the I'm so excited clip right here because I love it. It's so good. And it's good shit. Also, I think she was naked in Any Given Sunday, but I don't remember. I saw that movie with my aunt and uncle. Yes, that uncle. And I had to wear my hat over my face when there were sex scenes, but I had the little holes in the top. And you know your boy was looking through them holes. I was licking the holes too. Yeah, you like that? I'm pretending I'm licking nipples. Anyways, let's go ahead and play that I'm so excited clip. It's a good one.
Singing?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Come on.
Wait, what am I gonna wear?
Jesse, remember? Lisa's bringing your costume.
Right, I gotta wash my hair.
No, there's no time.
No time! There's never any time! I don't have time to study! I'll never get into Stanford! I'll let everyone down! I'm so confused!
Jesse, hey! Hey, just calm down. It's okay.
You're right.
It's okay.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I just need one of these.
Pills! You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Jesse. Jesse. Hey, don't be scared.
Whoa, Jesse, you really are taking pills? Oh my, well, take a couple more and, oh, let me whip my dick out. I'm just joking. Zach Morris wouldn't do that shit. I know, sometimes, yeah, he can be a bit of a prick, a bit of a candy ass, a son of a bitch, an asshole, and he's pretty mean to his friends and uses them and abuses them, but he wouldn't sexually abuse Jesse Spano like that. So get your minds out of the gutters, all right? He wouldn't do that to Lisa Turtle or Kelly Kapowski either. He could just get them whenever he wanted. Just because he's a cool guy like that. Do you guys remember when he gave that racist Native American speech? That was funny. That was some good shit. I liked that episode. I'm sorry. Dude, Kelly was so fine. Kelly Kapowski. Oh, yeah. I liked her a lot. And you remember the movie Wild Things? Man, as like a kid or a teenager, whenever I saw it, even to this day, that might be the horniest I've ever been in my entire life. Anytime I go back and watch that scene where they're in the pool, man, I feel like I get my very first boner all over again. Like the kind where it's like it's so hard, it feels like it's like a hot dog that was in the microwave that's about to explode through the skin, like where it's like, that's what it feels like, man. Wild Things just does it. Everyone go watch Wild Things right now. Watch the pool scene and then come back and we'll talk to each other. Well, we're all hot. We're all real hot and bothered in a good way, though. So let's do that. We'll take a break right here and you go do that. Yeah, that was real good. Thanks for watching it with me, Dad. Hey, is everyone back? Y'all have a good time? Great. And I just want to mention something real quick. There was a song I heard a long time ago. It's on my Home Alone Talk Boy or Talk Back. I think it was Talk Boy. And I don't know what it is. I've been trying to find it for a long time. I don't know if it's a real song. I don't know if I recorded it off a television show or off the radio or if I just made it up and sang it because I don't remember there being music in it. And it is also just vocals, but it's also recorded in like the slowed down version, like because you could do that with the Talk Boy. So I'm just going to sing like the only four lines I remember. And hopefully someone out there knows what it is and can help me out. I really hope it's not something I made up. I want it to be real and I want to hear it. It's dumb, I know. But when you remember songs from your childhood that you can't remember, it drives you insane. You know, it's like ants on a log, but there's no ants. It's just, and no peanut butter, and it's just celery. We don't want to eat that shit, Mom. Where are the Funyuns? Where's the fruit string thing, Mom? And you know what? Don't come back in here unless you got some. Shark bites, too. Anyways, here's a song.
Was that you who farted? And if it was, what do you say? I'd have to say it's really smelling, yeah. I wish that smell would go away.
That's all I remember of the song. And it was also, like I said, recorded in the slowed down version. So I'm going to play, copy that, and paste it in the slowed down. Hopefully someone knows what it is and can help a brother out.
Was that you who farted? And if it was, what do you say? I'd have to say it's really smelling, yeah. I wish that smell would go away.
So alrighty, enough of that. Now let's get into a call from our boy Tim, aka the MVP Wild Man from Grand Rapids, keeping this show alive. Thank you so much, man, for sending in voicemails and texts and all that fun stuff. It really means a lot to me. That's been super cool, super awesome. And everyone else, don't be shy. If you would, text in, leave a voicemail. And this show is only as good as all you guys and gals make it. So really look forward to that. I want to hear stories of some weird kids you went to school with, some goofy kids, people you remember, crazy, weird teachers, anything at all. But okay, here's a call from our boy Tim.
Hey, Kevin, you sexy little bitch. Tim from Grand Rapids. Funny story. You wanted to hear a funny story about crazy people? Well, my crazy person's my 10-month-old son. Like all children, he likes to touch just with his index or pointer finger of new things. This week, taking a bath, he found his pecker. And he goes touches it for a half a second and laughs like there's no tomorrow. If I wouldn't go to jail for child porn, I would take a video of it. But
oh, shit.
Pretty sure that's frowned upon. But
unless you're Jared from Subway.
At 10 months, he's already packing more than me. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Kevin.
Yes, I do.
But
Yes, I do.
He just barely goes and touches his pecker and giggles like a schoolgirl. So that's a story for you. Have a good one.
Hell
yeah. Hashtag my son is hopefully not going to be a wild man.
Hashtag wild man, brother. And hopefully your son is not a hashtag wild man. I have a feeling he's going to be too good too cool, too smart, and for this show. But yeah, thank you for sending that in. That's a funny story. I like that. That's good shit. Good funny stuff. And yeah, if let's just say if you got a good sized dong and you're packing heat, what am I packing? Well, sometimes you know how if you're trying to start a fire in Cub Scouts, you're rubbing those sticks together, you don't quite have any heat, not really any smoke either, but you know, there's something there. I guess that's what I'm packing. You know, like a little Starburst jelly bean. And those are cute. Girls like that stuff. Girls, you know what I heard? I heard a rumor going around that girls like real small wieners. Good news for the brothers. But yeah, thank you for calling and sending that in, Tim. Good stuff, brother. Hashtag Wildman to you. And thank you for keeping me entertained. For real, man. He's always sending good stuff, and I appreciate it. So yeah, we're about a half hour in. I guess I'll end it right there. In kindergarten, this is the last thing I'll say. In kindergarten, we were all supposed to bring in some sort of like mat or something to lay down on during nap time. So some people brought in like these little padded mats, like yoga mats and things like that. I legit, growing up with not a whole lot of money, and maybe my parents were confused, I don't know. I swear to God, I brought in like that rectangle rug that you keep out on like a front porch to leave your muddy ass shoes on. That's what I brought in. I would have been better off just taking nap time on the fucking concrete or just straight up on the classroom floor, because fuck that rug, you know? And I remember feeling bad for a girl because she just brought in a fucking towel. Just a towel. So I don't know what's better, the towel or the rug. Kind of sucks. You got some kids in there that had like blow up fucking beach rafts and shit and all this cool stuff. And I'm just like, hey, anyone need to wipe their work boots? You know, because I'm not using my nap time bed if you need to use that. I was also on a clown show, a local clown show, but I'll save that story for another time. It was called the Sunflower and Silly Show. And I was a guest on their local television, old little Kevin. And it was a good time. I'll tell you about it next time. Yeah, so if you got any funny stories, call in, text in, whatever you want. I want to hear that shit. Right now, I strictly want to stick, not strictly, but right now, I really want to hear about unique, goofy, or just kids that stand out, or people you grew up with, or people from your neighborhood, and maybe some weird or crazy teachers. I once knew a guy named Muskrat. Yeah, that is no joke. I had a best friend in first grade. His name was Ridge, and his father's name was Muskrat. I don't think that was his real name. It might have been a nickname, but I don't know. I never asked. I just straight up called him Muskrat. And one time we went hiking. It was me, Muskrat, and Ridge. We went to, what's that park called? Let me look it up real quick. Finley State Park, it was called. So we went to Finley State Park. I'm in first grade, and we're just going through some hiking in there in the woods and stuff. And then he gives me a weak-ass, flimsy fucking stick. All right, one, it couldn't even be a walking stick. It was just this flimsy-ass fucking branch. And he's like, here, take this. It's pointy. I'm like, oh, what do I need this for? He's like, in case bears come after us, we got to defend ourselves. And I'm like, what? There's bears? He's like, yeah, but if you keep that stick, you can protect yourself from it. I got so fucking scared. I cried and pissed my pants. And that's the end of that story. But yeah, I was scared. He told me there were fucking bears. And I pissed my pants in defense. And there were no bears. Is it because I scared them off with my cries and piss? Maybe. Maybe I did. You can't prove me wrong. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Dirty Doghouse. I'm sorry if it was a little sporadic and crazy. Like I said a couple of times, this is my second time recording this one. And hopefully I didn't leave out a bunch of shit. But yeah, you guys have been great. You've been amazing. Thank you for listening. And if you want to check out our videos, our last two Brothers Commonplace, we've put on YouTube. It's a video chat of us. And it's a lot of fun, a lot more fun doing it that way. But yeah, just thank you, everyone. You've been super cool. You can check us out. We have a new website, thebrotherscommonplace.com. That has a link to our store, and we got a bunch of new shirts on there, a bunch of new merchandise. If you do buy something off there, though, make sure you you check what it looks like, because it is on Threadless. So sometimes it might come out wonky, like if you put like a rectangle picture on a coffee cup, because it auto-generates it before printing it or before you order it. So just look at it, make sure it fits. I've tried to remove ones that don't look right or that look a little off. So if you see that, let me know, please. Because we did have someone order something like that, but I did get them some free shit in return. So that was pretty cool of Threadless to let me send them some free shit for that. Oh, and I forgot to mention, if you make music, doesn't matter what style or genre, or you just got audio, you fucking jamming something, send it in to us. We like to play listener music for our closing song. I just think it's really cool, and I'll give you a shout out. And yeah, that's just a lot of fun for me. I like hearing what you guys make. And yeah, send it in to thebrotherscommonplace.com. We have a contact form on there. You can email us through there. Or at brotherscommonplace@gmail.com, or, you know, just get a hold of us on Instagram or Twitter or something. But yeah, I really like doing that. So let's keep that going, baby. I think that's everything. So thank you all for listening. I hope all you dirty dogs are staying cool, staying sexy, and all them female dogs, once you get in heat, come on over to your boy's doghouse. Come on into the doghouse. Door is always open, baby. Hashtag wild man. Hashtag dirty dog. Hashtag where them emails at, Hillary? Yeah, didn't think we forgot, did ya? I actually don't give a shit about that. Sorry. Hashtag wild man. Shut your mouth, lover.